I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian military officials said Saturday that they fired a hypersonic missile for the first time in Ukraine to target a weapons storage site in the west of the country. In a statement Saturday, the Russian Defense Ministry said it had destroyed a large underground warehouse containing missiles and ammunition in the village of Dilyatin. Russia Saturday also claimed its soldiers have entered the city of besieged port city Mariupol in southern Ukraine, which has been shelled for days. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces acknowledged Friday that they've lost access to the coast temporarily because Russian forces have managed to tighten their grip around Mariupol. Ukrainian officials say Russia has conducted 14 missile strikes and 40 air raids on targets, mainly civilian ones, in Ukraine in the past 24 hours. The UN Security Council met Friday at Russia's request for the second time in a week to discuss its latest allegations that the United States was operating a secret biological weapons program in Ukraine. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia claimed that Russian forces had uncovered new documents during their military offensive and that Ukraine was playing only a secondary role in the alleged project. U.S. Envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield dismissed the allegations as, quote, bizarre conspiracy theories. She said the latest claims sounded like they came from, in her words, some dark corner of the Internet. She expressed Washington's continued concern that Moscow may be planting the seeds for an attack that it would then blame on Ukraine. Thomas Greenfield said, we continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological